Good morning, it's Thursday, the 6th day of October. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Expect partly cloudy skies on Thursday. High will reach the low 70s. Nighttime lows will fall to the low 50s. Now on with today's top stories. The future of a celebrated project expected to bring 300 affordable housing units to Tacoma's Hilltop neighborhood is uncertain after a Washington tribe withdrew its support for the federal funding request made by the nonprofit spearheading the venture. The Snoqualmie Indian tribe sharply criticized Forterra's grant application for up to $20 million in federal money to aid construction in the historically marginalized Tacoma neighborhood and elsewhere in the state. The tribe accused the environmental nonprofit of making material misrepresentations to the U.S. Department of Agriculture and misleading the tribe about the contents of the funding request. The project, called Forest to Home, counted the tribe as one of its key partners because timber from the tribe's ancestral forest was to be harvested for building material. It is unclear how the tribe's withdrawal of support might affect Hilltop, the historically black and currently diverse neighborhood poised to benefit from the project. In September 2019, Forterra bought the former Rite Aid at South 11th Street and Martin Luther King Jr. Way in a $4 million deal, 2 decades after the chain drugstore arrived in the neighborhood with a promise to spark revitalization, only to close within 6 years. Tacoma police on Wednesday arrested a 49-year-old man suspected in the fatal shooting of a man last weekend near the city's Tide Flats. The suspect was arrested in Spanaway and booked into jail for investigation of second-degree murder, according to a news release from Tacoma Police Department. The man he is suspected of killing has not been publicly identified. Police responded to the fatal shooting early Saturday after a woman called 911 to report that someone had been shot, and that she was driving the victim to a hospital. Police said the woman had car trouble on the way there, and she told police she was in the 1400 block of St. Paul Avenue, south of 11th Street and Portland Avenue. There, officers found the 37-year-old victim on the ground. The woman who called 911 left before police arrived. 4 men suspected of organizing street racing events in Tacoma have been charged in Tacoma Municipal Court after they were arrested over the summer, police said Tuesday. The men, who are between the ages of 18 and 20, recently were charged with a total of 26 counts of aiding and abetting reckless driving, according to Tacoma Police Department. Police said detectives submitted 13 cases documenting illegal street racing and intersection takeover events in Tacoma from mid-January to March. When one suspected organizer was arrested in June in Tacoma, police said officers had been conducting emphasis patrols for street racing events since January. 2 other suspected organizers were arrested in July in Pierce County and in Algona. A 4th was arrested in April at a residence in Puyallup. It's unclear whether the 4 suspected organizers arrested over the summer are the same men who have been charged. A 47-year-old man who was injured in August when an SUV driver turned in front of a motorcyclist on Pacific Avenue in Parkland has died of his injuries, according to the Washington State Patrol. The collision occurred the evening of August 24 near Pacific Avenue and 149th Street South, just north of Military Road South. The motorcyclist died about a month later, September 23, at St. Joseph Medical Center. He was identified as Andrew Hart of Tacoma. Troopers said the other driver, a 67-year-old man from Graham, was stopped in the center lane facing south on Pacific Avenue just before the collision. Hart was going north on Pacific when the other driver turned in front of him, and the motorcyclist collided with the 2001 Lincoln Navigator. The SUV driver is not expected to face criminal charges. The entire Major League Baseball playoff picture came into focus Tuesday night. The matchups were finally set, right before the last day of the regular season. Game 1 of the 3-game American League Wild Card Series between the Seattle Mariners and Toronto Blue Jays is scheduled to start at 1:07 p.m. PT Friday in Toronto and will air on ESPN. Pitcher Luis Castillo will start for the Mariners in Game 1. Right-hander Alek Manoah has been announced as the Game 1 starter for the Blue Jays. Game 2 on Saturday is also scheduled for a 1:07 p.m. PT start, also on ESPN. If necessary, Game 3 is scheduled for a 11:07 a.m. PT start Sunday. That game will air on ABC. From takeout to all-weather patios, pop-ups to pickup spots, Tacoma restaurants persevered through 2+ years of pandemic challenges. In a sense, the scene has blossomed into more than it was before. What lessons were learned? What worked, and what surprised us? What's next in the city's culinary evolution? TNT Diner food and drink reporter Christine Sherrod will host a live discussion about the future of the city's food scene. Panelists include two top Tacoma chefs and one cocktail pro who continue to shape it. Join us on Tuesday, October 18th at Odin Brewing, 203 Tacoma Avenue South. Visit thenewstribune.com/TNT Diner to register for free and help us shape the conversation with your questions. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.